third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like...
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
You're getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no...
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how...
Boy, that's
interesting. Mickey's Dodgers, look. Ryan.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah, Jimmy's the
idiot. Buys the hot takes. He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by...
Unsolicited Role Models. The role models may not want, but you may just need.
And episode 3 has been released. Tell us how it went.
It was great.
Shit. We had
president, founder, CEO of Doug Serravo Broadcasting in the building. So, Dougie's boss, Douglas Serravo. Oh
my God. You mean Chuckle? Got Mr. Hyde over there now.
That is great. My boss. So let's get started with Zach Wilson and the New York Jets.
Why are we going to roast him already?
It's not a roast.
Who said I'm roasting?
No, but you're going to... It's going to go to that... Like, oh, he did
but
great.
What are we discussing?
Go ahead. I want to hear this.
Go ahead.
How they won and that they kind of have an easy schedule the rest of the year.
How they got an easy schedule?
They got to play Philly
this Sunday.
They still
got to play Kansas City, right?
Yep.
They play Philly?
Oh, no.
They already played Kansas City.
They play Philly... They got to play
They do kind of have an easy schedule.
They still got to play the whole division.
The way New England's looking right now, I think the Jets might take that at Foxborough.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I feel like they might take that at Foxborough. If they play like they did the last couple weeks in the Jets defense plays, I think it would be a different story.
I see a trend, though,
right
in
now
the NFL.
What?
The offensive line for, like, the teams that are losing.
Right.
Look at them. Daniel Jones sacked 11 times in one game. That's an offensive line issue.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the Jets schedule.
He's got Philly tomorrow.
They got
Sunday.
Philly.
Okay.
Giants.
That's a win.
That's a W.
Chargers.
That could go 50-50.
That's a 50-50 split.
It's 50-50.
Raiders.
50-50. I'll get the Jets to win.
Bills.
50-50 split on that. I got the Bills.
I got Buffalo. If it's in Buffalo, it's Buffalo.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Is it Miami or Jets?
Falcons.
Doesn't matter. Falcons. Falcons have been a sleeper team.
But the Jets beat.
Texans been playing very well this season.
Yeah, but they have they.
The and the Dolphins. It's not like they're playing superstar teams.
No. We should be able to win a couple of those games.
Yeah, they definitely win.
The Bills won. It's like. I feel like we might only take that because of defense. Because it's like, you know how New England is like our kryptonite or whatever? I feel like the Jets are the same way to the Bills. For whatever reason, the Bills always have trouble facing the Jets.
Yeah, you've been puffing longer than I have.
Yeah, I don't have a lighter.
It's right there.
I got one too if you don't need to use it. It's
longer. Let the supervisor bring one over. Hold on.
Yeah, want me to hold?
Congrats to Dave, supervisor.
You got promoted.
And then Jimmy and Jonathan?
You got promoted with
Mark. Shit.
What?
We're shit. That's where we are, Jonathan.
We're
bottom of the barrel.
We're bottom feeders.
Bottom feeders like always, baby.
All right, we have a question from Andrew Brem. What do you think about the Miami Dolphins this year?
Scary offense.
Scary offense.
And they just got Claypool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
And they just got Claypool. And Ramsey hasn't even played yet.
You can say how you want, but Claypool's just got a better quarterback at the position.
Exactly.
But he could play way too much.
Bro, we all know he's coming in at wide receiver 3. He wants to win a Super Bowl. That's why he's over there.
We're coming right probably right receiving 4. I mean, whoever was
– They lost the time for a couple more of weeks, but
– than him.
Your life sucks.
Listen.
You suck.
You got Mostert as their running back. You got Achane as a running back who's ran 21 miles per hour. You've got Waddle. You've got Tyreek Hill. Now you got Chase Claypool with Tua as your quarterback. And on defense, they're still missing players.
Yeah.
Ramsey's coming back, right?
December.
Yeah.
December, that's when he's officially coming back. They don't know what week or what and when in December, but December is the date.
That's crazy. That's a scary team.
That's the only reason why they lost that one game, because of defense.
But on paper, the Jets have the better
defense,
but they have the better future than the Giants.
Right now?
For the rest of the season?
Not really.
Giants are looking like a 7-win team.
Nah, so maybe Jets. So yeah, the Jets are going to be...
The Jets could win more.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so. You got to remember...
You got to play Philly coming up. And
as we always say, there's a stigma in New York. People are already calling for Zach Wilson's head.
Hold on. Let's just look at the schedule. Giants, that could be a win. That's 3 wins. Chargers, that could be a win. That's 4.
It could be, but it's going to be in high offense game.
Jets, Raiders, that's 5. Falcons, 6. Texans, 7. Commanders, 8. Browns could be 9.
No, not the Browns. Browns defense will keep them in that game.
I think Texans will beat them. Is it in Houston?
New York.
I think New York can take that one.
Yeah, I think
it'll be hard to beat them.
Watson will be back for the Browns too by that time.
Yeah.
Gotta go by defense. Because if they get to the quarterback fast enough, Zach Wilson has nothing on it.
Yeah, but Jets' defense is what keeps them relevant in games.
Yeah, but their offensive line is what kills them.
Let's discuss this.
They kept it in against Kansas City.
But Kansas City has no defense.
Yeah. And they just picked up this guy from the Packers. I forget his name, for the O-line to boost it up because of Vera Tucker.
Yeah, but then Kansas City does not have defense.
All right, so enough with the Jets. Let's go to the Giants.
Man, the Giants, they're headed nowhere.
Pull up the Giants schedule. Let's see.
Hey, Doug, can I say that I was right?
About what?
That the Giants are going to take a step back.
Yeah, they did.
Look, that's what Sheets, and now the wind's blowing
but
out.
But I
didn't think they would.
It took like 4.
But I told you, I just had that feel because they had an easier schedule last year. And then this year, they had a little tougher schedule.
But they got new pieces, too.
On paper, yeah. But I just had a strange feeling. And, you know, my best friend's a Giants fan, too. And I told him, he was like, I don't know. I could see him going.
Yeah, but the only reason they're losing right now is because their offensive line.
And their defense.
Yeah, that's why.
And not really.
No, and their defense, too.
He got sacked 11 times in one game.
Yeah, but when it's the whole line.
So we can't blame. Everyone's like, let's blame Jones.
I'm not blaming Jones. I'm blaming the line. I blame the line purely.
Jones is making some mistakes that you shouldn't be doing, bro.
But also,
So has Zach.
Yeah. But I'm saying, but the O-line is also to blame, but it's also Jones. You can't just leave it all on the line.
All right, so this is the Giants schedule. Buffalo could go either way, in my opinion.
That's no.
It can.
So. Where's it being played?
In Buffalo.
No.
It can.
No. You're out of your mind.
Let me talk. Washington, that could be a W.
I think that's a W.
I think that's a W.
Jets, it could go either way.
You just said they were losing to the
Jets.
Yeah,
you just said it.
It could go either way.
I don't think it could go either way, but go ahead, continue.
You just said.
But it could go either way.
Every game could go either way.
Giants Raiders advantage prior to the Raiders.
Is it in?
It's in Vegas.
I probably go with Vegas.
Giants Cowboys. We probably know it's going to Dallas.
Yeah.
Giants Commanders. Who knows? Patriots Giants. We know that's going to Giants. Giants.
Hold on. But you ever did respect the New England Patriots?
Yo, Doug,
especially then they're playing on my birthday.
Doug, isn't it crazy?
We might be at that game.
How far Patriots fans are falling now, bro?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to the playoffs, baby.
Hey, there's still plenty of football.
They're 1-4.
Doesn't matter.
They're 1-4. They're 1-4. They are 1-4.
If they're a team,
are they 1-4?
They're saying
play football.
They're saying statistically, it's 6% chance to get
6% chance.
If you're 1-4,
1-4.
You never know.
You never know. Listen,
but the Giants are done. Oh,
they are done.
I never said the Giants are done. You're the one that said the Giants were losing to the Jets.
It's possible.
But no. Possible. You said that's an all. Oh, that's a loss.
I said it was guaranteed.
You said it was a loss.
It probably is, but it's not guaranteed.
You said that the Jets win.
It probably is, but it's not guaranteed.
My man.
You called it a Jets win to a probably now, to a 50-50 split. You right should have said that when you were talking about the Jets. You should have said that's a 50-50 split.
Right now, I think it's a Jets win, but you don't know. Realistically, do any of us know what could happen?
No.
Exactly. So don't say nothing about the Patriots. They were down 28-3 against the Falcons. You never know.
Yeah. Who's your quarterback? Mac Jones?
Hey, you never know.
It was Tom Brady, right?
You never know.
It was Tom Brady, right?
You never know.
Different team.
You never know.
Hey, Doug, did you get a comment in the thing by Sky Tyler?
I'm not going.
Fair enough.
I'm not going.
No, that's funny.
Why not? What was the question?
It's not appropriate for this.
It's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. I'll show you later.
Then we got to play the Packers, the Saints, the Eagles, the Rams, the Eagles.
I think Eagles might take both on you, just saying, because I think their offense is a lot better and their defense
Packers,
is always coming.
Packers might be a win.
Packers, I can see being a win.
Saints might be a win.
I say a toss-up.
We don't know.
Saints might be a win? That could be a toss-up in the Saints.
Against the Giants?
Mm-hmm. Where's that being played?
I think it said home.
I don't think so, bro. Saints are pretty good right now.
Yeah, but they've been inconsistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they're one of those teams that
but now they
could
have
play
Kamara
good
back.
And then lose. Like, they could go on a winning streak and then go on a losing streak.
Yeah, but now they have Kamara back. They have
Kamara
four games.
And they got, like, a top five defense this year, bro.
Well, they usually have a top five, top ten defense. Huge that front.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm tired of primetime games.
This season's been trash.
Well, the Amazon one?
Thursdays and Monday nights. No, Sunday nights.
Like this season in general, are you talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been trash.
Only good one was a Jet one.
Who's playing tonight.
After last season, I don't understand why the Broncos are still getting primetime games.
No, Kansas City and Denver.
One against Cleveland was pretty good.
Like, who wants to watch that?
No, that is trash. Because they're trying to, because they have to face the franchise. So it's for Kansas City now. They're trying to boost them up.
But why can't they put them against the...
I'm going to tell you, there's jinxes out there, though.
What you mean?
Dak Prescott.
Ah-ah.
All the talk of the town before last week's game was he's only thrown one interception all season. One interception.
Yeah.
He's got better than last season.
It's also the Niners,
then
too.
He threw three in one game.
Yeah. It's also the Niners.
Yeah, I love that. I love when Debo said, because after Micah said something about 49ers, he goes, if you go into playoffs, you don't want to see us again.
You guys,
well, Kittle's getting fined.
For Dallas.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You think Dak deserves to be a starting QB?
Yes.
Or do you think he's as great as people
I don't
make
think
it
he,
out to
he's
be?
A good quarterback. He's not a great.
You know,
yeah.
You know who their problem is. Mike McCarthy calling the fucking plays and everything.
It happens.
No, I think he needs to be.
I don't know.
Come on, he's been there for what, 8-9 years?
Yeah, but you can't.
He hasn't been with Dallas for 8 years.
No, not with
you
Dallas.
You can't blame.
He's been there for a while.
We can blame.
Yeah, I was going to say 8 years.
I thought it was like 8 years.
We can blame offensive coordinators and head coaches all we want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 50-50 split. Like, the quarterbacks out there, they should know when to throw away the ball. They should know when to. You have to sometimes take a sack and not run 10 yards back.
Right.
Like, you need to know that if you're going to be a great quarterback. You need to know how to call audibles.
Right.
You see something on the defense. Tom Brady was great at it. You would see him, they'd call a play, and what'd he do? He'd call an audible because of the defense.
Yeah. You could, but the problem, I say maybe not for Dak, but maybe for like the young quarterbacks, they can't really audible yet because they're like still kind of learning the
system. Why can't you audible?
Nah, Dak should. But now,
I'm saying Dak should. I'm saying
Dak's their franchise quarterback.
I'm saying the younger guys now.
Yeah.
Like, they can't really do that as much yet.
They can,
but then it's like they're going to hear, then you're going to hear the offensive coordinator, the coach, like, hey, why'd you audible? Even though you scored, why'd you audible?
Who knows?
Because he saw something that they did.
Yeah.
He's on the field. He's looking straight ahead.
Perfect example. the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game when you saw the thing of Matt Canada sitting there with a straight face after he scored a touchdown. He knew he called an audible.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Stravel Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got...
Always Trust Addressed.
Big Dave.
J-Ram.
Oh, before we had the commercial, happy birthday to you.
You made it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to John
J-Ram.
J-Ram.
Happy birthday to you.
Hold on, hold on. Before you go to commercial.
Thank you, fellas.
Oh.
We got some cupcakes here. Celebrate John's birthday.
Yeah.
All right. He probably won't eat it because, you know, he's a
diet athlete. Issues, you know.
But
we'll eat it.
We'll get him during the commercial
break. The fat kids will eat it.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, David knows what's next.
Do I?
Are we going to trade the baseball?
You know what's next. You've been here.
Our picks.
Our picks and our bracket. All right. We'll be right back, boys. Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
James Harden.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah,
hot
Jimmy's
the idiot. Oh, hot takes.
He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So
look at that water behind me, James.
Third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on. You gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like...
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
I'm getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no...
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how...
Wait, that's...
Yankees, Dodgers.
Thanks, Hector.
A Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
Manchuk. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Stravel Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by.
You didn't
even set us up, Doug.
Oh, I wanted you to say it. Dougie and the boys is brought to you by.
No, you're goddamn.
Unsolicited role models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
All right. Yeah, I saw the episode with my boss on it. He did great.
Yeah. He's trying to argue with us, bud.
He's always trying to argue. It's like split personality disorder.
What was that, like midway through?
Yeah, I asked a question. Well, I had made a little statement of how him interviewing one-on-one mm-hmm. with somebody turns in is like how our show is, how we do our show. He's like, no, it's not your show. It's my show. I was comparing the two.
I saw that. I was cracking up.
I was comparing the two. And he just wanted to argue.
Selfish prick.
Right, I think we have a comment for someone. Let's see what we got.
If it's not appropriate, I apologize.
Look, now it's
not appropriate, is it?
It's has nothing to do with the show, but Cuomo or Trump.
Oh, damn, it ain't political.
Yeah, we're not going political,
bro. Who fucking said that?
Anonymous. Yeah, we're going to keep his name private.
It was probably the president.
All right, let's do our picks. David, number 1 through 3.
1 through 3? I'll go 3.
Jimmy, 1 through 2.
1, baby.
All right. Jonathan, that means you get 2.
Right.
Should let him go first. It's his fucking birthday.
Well, he could go first, though.
Yeah, he could go first.
Nah, man, in the freaking water, but all right.
All right, so let's start with Jonathan. AFC versus NFC. Carolina versus Miami.
Miami. Easy.
It's easy money.
Yeah, it's easy money.
I was actually, before you get to the next one, I was actually reading that somebody was saying, what's his name? Damn, wide receiver. Hollywood Brown might get traded to Carolina.
Did you guys just see that?
No. Wasn't
stop ashing on yourself.
Oh, yeah, man. Ashing. So we got 2 told me, you got to flick it.
Rookie?
I always smoke cigars. Rookie. All right, what were you saying?
Hollywood Brown, people were saying that might get traded to Carolina.
Because
they're in desperate need of a wide receiver.
And I was also hearing Judy might get traded somewhere.
Yeah, Judy might get traded.
Well, Denver sucks, so what do we...
Yeah, no, I know.
Well, they're about to do a whole rehaul.
They might have to, but like, do you now sink for Williams or whoever's the quarterback in the draft?
Well, you get penalized anyway if you look like you're going to
tank
the season. So
we all knew Arizona was going to tank, but they're at least putting up a fight.
Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Appreciate it. Enjoy that. Enjoy that cream filling.
Take a shot for me.
All right. What's the next pick, Dougie?
Hold on. Can we, when we go down, can we, like, I know if it's the obvious ones, we don't have to, like, explain it. Yeah. Can we analyze, like, the tough matchups and everything?
Right. Yeah. Give a little description.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know you're on a time crunch.
There's no need for a description of that game.
No. I mean, if you go,
if we debate, if you.
Yeah, like certain games.
It might go another way. We'll go.
Yeah. Like certain
games. And then you could explain why.
Yeah.
But these are Jonathan's picks.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's not up to me.
Oh.
Yo, Prez.
No, that's up to you guys. If you want to analyze
your supervisor.
Pick.
Soup.
If you guys want to analyze your pick, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just say, well, I was discussing before we just did it. You'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Seattle versus Cincy.
Oh, that's a good one. Damn, that one you might analyze. Not really, but...
I know where I'm going.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Bengals.
Yeah,
they got the momentum going right now. Joe Burrow seems to finally found his footing, and got Chase.
Just keep passing the ball.
Yo, and like Chase said, I'm always open. Always open.
You heard that right?
So Burrow has just been chucking that thing up in the air. He's like, yeah, fuck it. He's out there somewhere.
You're also playing Arizona though. I mean, Seattle has a little bit of a defense.
A little, yeah.
We'll see.
San Fran, Cleveland.
Especially Browns without Watson right now.
Saints. No, well, Watson might play this weekend.
Oh, you looked into it?
Yeah, he's coming off a bye week, so he has an added rest.
He got another rest. Yeah, but
Saints, Texans.
Ooh, that might be a low-key good matchup, honestly.
I'm going to go Saints, though.
I think the Texans win that game.
I think Texans.
I'm going with the Saints, but that could go. That's a toss-up.
These are Jonathan's picks, right?
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, his pick.
Philly, New York.
His pick still counts as the win. We can argue about it.
Yeah.
Our picks, like our opinions don't matter.
All right. Philly, yeah. Philly, New York.
What were you saying?
Philly.
I think the Jets.
Bro, I'm a Jets fan, and I think the Eagles are going to win. Now, obviously I want the Jets to win, but logically, like if I'm being reasonable here, come on. The Jets defense
might be a sports analyst, bro.
If anything, the Jets defense might keep them in the game by like 42 touchdowns, which is bad. Maybe a touchdown and a field goal at most.
Giants, Bills.
I'm gonna go Bills.
Playing in Buffalo, so
yeah, I'm gonna go Bills.
Yeah.
Cowboys, Chargers.
Ooh.
Cowboys.
All right, Jimmy. Washington, you got the shitty ones. Washington.
I probably do get the shitty ones.
Washington, Atlanta.
Oh, that is a shit one. You know what? I'm going to give Washington their bounce back. I'm going to give it to Washington.
Yeah. I think Atlanta wins that game.
Yeah, me too.
It's a toss-up. Yeah, it's a shit game. It's a toss-up, but I'm going to go with Sam Howell bounce back game.
I think Sam Howell.
Detroit, Tampa.
Ugh. Detroit.
Minnesota, Chicago.
That's a toss-up.
That's a freaking... Without Jay Jettas, though, I'm going to go Chicago.
I think the distraction goes away. I'm going to tell you what. I think Justin Jefferson's become a distraction. Not in a negative way, but with Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson, I feel like there's some tension there. And with him not on the field, he's going to go and use his other receivers.
KJ Osborne.
He's
going
to feel more... open to passing the ball around and not having the mindset of Justin Jefferson just wants the ball. So I think they're going to play better.
Who's the one there, you think?
KJ Osborne.
Yeah, okay. KJ probably is kind of
KJ's the one. He's been there longer.
But I also think JJ is such a good receiver. He's catching balls that I don't think KJ or Addison are going to be able to catch, especially deep balls.
No, I get
that's
that.
Gonna, that's going to make a difference.
I agree with that 100%. But at the same time, I feel like he's just become a distraction to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Because he's such a superstar. Those players expect the ball all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, what Kirk Cousins is trying to move the ball to other players, in the back of your head, when you go to the sideline and you don't get a play, what are you going to hear? Justin Jefferson, you say,
moaning.
You're going to hear little whispers. Oh, I was wide open. You should have just passed it to me, this and that. And now you're like, who do I throw it to? Now you're looking across the field, this and that.
And that can involve, indirectly go into picks.
And you also got to remember this. Justin Jefferson is a deep ball threat.
Yeah.
You can't go deep ball all the time. No. Think about how New England's won a lot of their games when Tom Brady was there. Slot receivers, tight ends. So I think he's going to move the ball around. I think he's going to get that win.
Hawkinson is going to be the number one guy now.
Brady, so if the Vikings lose, and this is why the Jets are going to win a lot of games moving forward. Minnesota is 1-5. Kirk Cousins is a free agent. New York Jets are going to go after Kirk Cousins.
Think so?
But Rodgers there, though? What do you do with Rodgers?
Rodgers has got one year on him.
Cousins is a free agent. Let him ride out the season.
That's if he wants to go there, though. He might go somewhere else that needs like a quarterback.
Might go to New England.
Cousins could get traded this year. He's a free agent.
They're not going to. No, because like he just said, they'll get. If
Have him for the rest of the year.
Have him rest of the year. But you know he's not going to try to tank. He's going to try to.
The problem is you can't trade Kirk Cousins to the Jets. They gave up too much for Rodgers.
They're not going
to. For the rest of the year.
Yeah, but. No, for this year?
For the rest of this year. And
He doesn't get traded halfway through the season without Justin Jefferson.
Then he could walk through free agency.
If Justin Jefferson was there, I could see him getting traded because Justin Jefferson's going to voice his opinion. Justin Jefferson's on IR for 4 games. If they continue that losing streak, Justin Jefferson might be out of Minnesota.
No.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins will be.
It could go either way for them if they start losing.
You wouldn't trade Kirk? And get a quarterback in the draft?
I'd rather give up Kirk before JJ.
But you're going to lose him either way in free agency.
Kirk's not the problem.
Doesn't matter.
On that team, he's not the problem.
But you're still going to lose him in free agency.
But the problem, yeah, you can lose him in free agency, but if you're trying to...
If you lose to Chicago, you're 1-5. What's the point?
Why go down like that, though? For a quarterback in a draft.
I think they're going to bounce back.
They won't do that, though, because it'll look like they're tanking. They'll get fined for that shit.
Their problem is not the offense. It's the defense.
Because we're running out of time for these picks. Arizona, L.A.
Give me the Rams. Mm-hmm.
All right, David, make this quick. Kansas City, Denver.
Kansas City.
Baltimore, Tennessee.
I'm going to go Baltimore.
Indy, Jacksonville.
Oh, that's a good maker game.
Jacksonville.
And Patriots, Raiders.
I'm going to go Patriots just because we don't know how healthy Jimmy G is going to be in that game.
And they're not really going to run the ball either, so it's going to be a lot of passing.
All right, now let's do our Super Bowl bracket. This is the best part of this show.
We're all going to get one?
Yeah, I think that'd probably be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because
the boys are back.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back.
Yeah.
The boys are back.
All right. Baby. Keep this quick and simple. AFC, Buffalo, Jacksonville.
Let's do majority vote.
Yeah.
Buffalo, for all of us.
Buffalo, Jacksonville. Buffalo. I got Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Jacksonville.
3-1.
Seriously?
Even though that Jacksonville just beat them, but I think Buffalo takes it.
Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I got Baltimore.
Yeah, so
split. What, Rochambeau. Hold that.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right. Pittsburgh.
Damn.
Indy, Miami. Miami.
Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami's.
All right. Saints, Cowboys. Cowboys. Saints.
Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to go Saints. Cowboys choking the playoffs, bro.
Come on, Dave.
So who we got?
Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Damn, this motherfucker's 2-0.
Josh hates when I play when we do that. I beat him all the time.
Seahawks, Lions. Lions.
Lions.
Lions. Yeah, I'm going Lions. Eagle. You know I'm going Lions, boy.
Eagles, Tampa.
Eagles.
Eagles.
All right. Buffalo, Miami. Buffalo.
Miami.
No, I'm going Miami. They get their leg back.
Come on, Dave.
The playoffs.
Yeah.
Dan, you going Buffalo, bro?
On the road, why not?
Not in the playoffs. Regular.
3-0, baby.
Regular
Let's
season.
Let's go. Man. I can't be stopped. I can't be stopped.
Crazy. That's crazy.
This is the first bracket without Miami in the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Kansas City, Pittsburgh.
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas. Doug, don't Pittsburgh. Do knock.
He just wants to see a rookie.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, he just
you wants to see. You want to go 4-0?
Kansas City?
Come on, 4-0.
The fate of a team. That is insane.
All right, Detroit, Philly. Detroit.
Philly.
I'm going
Philly.
Lions. I'm going Lions.
Come on!
New Rochambeau!
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah, it's rock, paper.
Between you two.
Who?
Oh. Dave doesn't want to lose anymore.
No, I'm with him. I'm with Jimmy.
Oh, all right, ready? Hold on. That was this time. 1, 2, 3, ready? Lions, motherfucker.
Cowboys, San Fran, San Fran.
San Fran.
San Fran.
Yeah, I'm going San Fran.
All right, conference championship time. Pittsburgh, Buffalo.
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 Yeah, I'm going to go Buffalo.
Buffalo. Hey, wait, that was my prediction, too, the Super Bowl. I mean, the AFC championship
Wait, is the Super Bowl
game.
We at?
No, the AFC, my prediction.
Yeah, NFC.
My prediction.
San Fran, Detroit. San Fran.
San Fran.
Yeah, I do give it
San Fran. San Fran.
Here we go. New Super Bowl.
Buffalo and San Fran.
Buffalo and San Fran.
This is my affiliate.
That'd be a good Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that would be a good Super Bowl.
San Fran's taking that, baby.
I'm going to get Buffalo with flowers.
Buffalo.
I'm going to go San Fran.
Yeah. Let's go Niners.
Do we have to? Come on, Dave. It's me and you.
Okay, damn, Dave, bro. Looks like Dave, the Bills are winning.
Okay,
like
the... Dave, get the W.
Oh, my God.
I know how you drop 5-0.
No, you always go scissors first, bro.
Who won? Buffalo?
Buffalo.
All right, so that's our week. Shit, we're in week 6 already?
Yeah, man.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, I know. All right, boys, we're going to take another quick commercial break. And then when we get back, some Major League Baseball to discuss. We'll be right back.
No. Well, the Rochambeau is pretty funny, though, too.
Third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on. You got to
need Stamkos. I think... Still, people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
I'm getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no.
So that's all that matters.
That's how.
Wait, that's.
Mickey's Dodgers.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger. But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
Yes, I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's pretty.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah, if I score on text, he assists a game. No matter how many games, you 36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now would have been. Now they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serravo Broadcasting, the Doug Serravo Show. All right, Major League Baseball, ALCS, NLCS is right around the corner. You got the Texas Rangers versus the Houston Astros. And you have the Arizona Diamondbacks versus the Philadelphia Phillies or the Atlanta Braves. We'll find out later tonight if there will be a Game 5 on Saturday.
It's only 2-1.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a Game 5.
No, Phillies win.
Yeah.
It's
a five-game series.
It's a five. Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, let's get started. The Tampa Bay Rays, Toronto Blue Jays, and Baltimore Orioles, the only three teams to make the playoffs from the AL East, all been swept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Baltimore is the only series they lost. Like they got swept all season.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think it was the first time since May of 2022.
They choked. Yeah, man.
First time jitters.
Yeah, they choked. It's been a while since they've been in the playoffs. So,
I mean, they came a long way.
Yeah, it's good for them regardless.
Yeah, they came back. Like they were what, like third in the division, and they came back and got number one. I mean, they held on to it.
Hey, they filled the stadium.
Yo, shots fired.
Hey, you know what? You want to know what's in common with the Yankees?
He's not making that 5:30 leave.
You want to know what's in common with the Yankees and Yankee Stadium and Tropicana Field in October? They weren't sellouts.
That's the same.
Your stadium was empty too in October.
Yeah, but we weren't in the playoffs.
Oh no, it matter. It was still empty.
Hey, it's filled.
20,000 fans.
It
was
still empty. All right, hold on. We're not gonna have a hot take on that. We're not going there. No. I have something that I want to talk about.
I got a hot take.
What is it?
Let's
get through this.
What is it?
Let's get through it.
Let's get through this.
Don't be afraid to tell
me. No, let's get hot takes after. We have a segment for it.
It's not negative. It's not negative. It's the Tampa Bay Rays, but it's not the Tampa Bay Rays. I'll just say that. Let's get through this.
Hold on, hold on. We have to get through this.
Hold on, because I want to get to what I want to say. Because I was bringing up this to Dave at work. Almost every team in the postseason that has had the bye, Dodgers got swept. Atlanta's probably going home.
You can't say that. Atlanta's going to fight, but okay.
Who else went? Astros are the one that's moving on. Do you think we should go back to the COVID era and have the playoffs where it's eight teams from each league, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, 3 versus 6, and 4 versus 5?
It'd be too long. If you have, all right, I'll say this, because I don't remember how COVID season started, COVID playoffs were, but if you're gonna do it that way, should it be?
What the game series gonna be?
Yeah, how many series? How many games?
It's gonna be like
three games.
It's like how it is now?
It's the same amount. You have...
Don't forget, though, 2020 is before they had it where you add, they add another team into the thing. 21 was when they added the other team. Was the first year they added the third team in the wild card.
No, it was 2022.
It was, no, it was 21.
And that, and the Dodgers and Braves both got swept.
Yeah, but still.
Or they both.
But yeah, like, do you, but so do you add, like do a game, no, like only like a four game series,
a three game series
or five game series?
It would be the same time frame. Teams would just have, there would just be no bye.
You would just play right through.
Yeah, but buys also help teams in certain sports. Yeah.
Especially
football, but not baseball.
No, baseball, if you're pitching.
It would be the same way. Wild card round would be best of three. Division round, best of five.
And then
LCS and World Series, best of seven. It would be the same time frame. The Dodgers and Braves would just have to play the 7th seed and the 8th seed. Baltimore would have played the Yankees.
This season, if it was like that?
Yeah, Baltimore would have played the Yankees, and Seattle would have played the Astros.
I guess it makes them, you're giving more teams a chance.
Yeah, because the NBA's doing that now.
And football did it.
It would make no difference. You just wouldn't have a bye.
Yeah, but then you gotta it's gotta be give and take, and just shorten the season. You're gonna give that to the.
Yeah, but was really any team this year on a bye? Because all those games got swept, and yeah. They immediately went to.
So you missed. You really were off for 4 days. The game.
Dodgers.
4 days.
Got
4 days off.
4 days off. They all got 4 days off.
Yeah, they all got 4 days.
All
off.
4 days
yeah,
off.
But that was a disadvantage for them.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but they all played 4 days off, so it doesn't really matter at that point. If it's,
yeah, and who advanced? The Rangers advanced. The Astros advanced.
Philly.
Philly advanced.
And
Arizona advanced.
Yeah.
So your two best teams in the National League back-to-back years are not in the league championship
yeah,
series.
Yeah, that's what happens. The better team won. That's exactly what happens. Better team won. But will it make a difference? Probably not.
No, but it would have been better for their point of view.
For their point of view, but it doesn't matter. It's not.
All right.
It goes by the commission, everything, the NBL.
Clearly, you guys disagree with me.
Let's disagree. Let's
share some hot takes.
Wait, we didn't go through
the
baseball.
We didn't do the bracket. What's wrong with you?
We didn't do a baseball bracket.
You told me you have a hot take.
I know, but hot takes are after the bracket.
All right, let's get this bracket going.
This guy. Forgetting his own gel.
No, because
he thinks I'm going to bash the Rays.
Yeah,
I want to hear it.
Yeah, you hear it after.
Let's go through a bracket real quick.
Yeah. And then we'll go to a commercial.
They're not bash phrase. Nah.
Nah. Good.
All right. Let's
majority votes. Come on.
Well, I just going to put it out there that my World Series is either Texas, Arizona, or Texas, Philly. I'm pulling hard for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, they look pretty good.
Yeah, still.
They look really good, actually.
My boy, Evan Longoria, is going to get a ring.
Arizona was down too. Like,
that's
what?
All that matters
and
to me.
They're down in June, and they started fighting back.
Yeah,
my boy Evan Longoria is getting himself a ring, and I'm gonna cry.
Cry me a river.
All right, let me set this up.
I'm so focused on your hot take. He's not even set up over there.
Yeah, I know.
No, because I thought you interrupted me. Like, oh, we got a hot take to do. I want to hear this.
Yeah, he said you could wait after the freaking thing.
All right.
Let's go, boys.
So we're going to start with one game today. Philly-Atlanta.
Atlanta.
All right, so who wins game five back in Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. All right. LCS, you got the Texas Rangers versus the Houston Astros. And then you have the Arizona Diamondbacks versus the Atlanta Braves.
I was going to start Houston first.
So if the Rangers win, does Jacob DeGrom get a ring?
Is he playing?
He hasn't played since May.
He's on the team, so he's going to get a ring regardless.
Yeah.
Like if he does win, he's going to ring regardless, though he didn't play. He's on the roster.
He's on the roster.
Everyone on the roster gets the ring.
No matter what. So it's not like basketball where you have to play.
People aren't going to give him the respect, you know, because he didn't play.
He's on that roster.
Yeah, he's going to get a ring.
Because isn't Scherzer on
as
there
a player,
too?
I would feel like I didn't deserve the ring.
Yeah.
Even though I got the ring.
All right, so Texas versus Houston, LCS Battle of Texas. Who wins? Texas Rangers. I go first.
Texas Rangers.
That's a good storyline. Yeah, I go with the Rangers.
I'll go with Texas. You know, let me go back to. Didn't it go like three straight years in 1 year?
Yeah,
and then lost all three.
So I said it last week that whatever team Bochy managed, they go to the World Series. And of course, they was like, "Oh, you're only saying that because they beat Tampa. You're not rooting for Baltimore. You don't want to see Baltimore win because it's AL East."
Well, it is true.
Yeah, that Bochy leads teams.
No, you just want to see the team that beat Tampa Bay so you can say you lost to the World Series champs.
Yeah.
Why are you putting words in my mouth?
Come on, we all know it's true.
You thought it.
Have you not thought
you
of
had
it?
Had a little, little.
Have you not
cloud
thought?
No, I never said that.
Well, you never said you said it.
Yeah, so you're putting words in my mouth.
You thought it.
You thought it.
We never said you said it. We're saying you thought it.
But realistically, it could have been us.
There you go. You see,
it could have been us.
There
we
could
have beaten Baltimore.
It could have been me.
But it's
you
not.
Didn't beat Baltimore in the regular season.
Yeah, we did. It was like 6-8.
Instead, they're out in Tampa enjoying nice sunshine.
Yeah.
Fishing
if
with
Baltimore
the alligators.
Gets the cold. Tampa gets nice sunshine weather.
It's all right. At least I don't think my team's getting Bryce Harper.
Don't talk about the Mets like that.
Yo, that's crazy. Bro, you're... All right, let's keep it moving.
So Yankee fans posted something on Instagram saying, oh, Bryce Harper could have been a Yankee.
Could have. Anybody could be
anything. No, I heard there were talks of getting him at that time. There were talks.
But just because he's Bryce Harper doesn't mean in his head he's going to the Yankees.
No, he had
no. But as a fan, you would.
You have hope. You have hope.
It wasn't. It said Bryce Harper could have been a Yankee.
How do you know what he had?
If it wasn't for Cashman,
how do you know? How do you know he wanted to be a Yankee?
How do you not know?
You don't know.
So exactly.
Just because your team is the Yankees and it's the Yankee logo. Does not mean
just,
he's going to be
just
a
the
Yankee.
Same way you said you were going to win a World Series this year.
But Doug, to be honest, you have to give like the Yankees a little bit leeway because it's a historical team. They have, you know, they've won so many.
They spend the money.
Arrogance,
they also spend
cockiness,
the money.
Spoiled.
But don't you
championships?
But listen, they had the championships to back it up.
Yeah.
How many championships does the Rays have?
And this is coming from a Mets fan, bro.
It's New York. It's one of the biggest teams in baseball.
Yeah, and that's why you guys are hated.
By Tampa Bay Rays fans.
Mets fans hate you guys, too.
It's a Subway Series.
Not as much as the Mets don't like the Phillies.
All right, let's go to Atlanta versus the Diamondbacks. Who wins?
Braves. Take that.
Arizona.
I got Atlanta.
That's as far as D-backs go.
I got Atlanta.
It's a nice Cinderella story, but no.
All right.
Then we have Atlanta and the Texans?
Yeah.
Our World Series is Texas and Atlanta.
And Braves.
I have Texas.
I got Braves.
Every team.
Texas is good. I don't think they're that good.
Okay, John Boy.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
No, I mean, I was going to say Atlanta.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll find it funny when they don't move on.
Hey, if they lose tonight, then
hey,
you know,
if they lose, they lose.
We were saying our
yeah,
opinions.
But God forbid I say the Rays. God forbid.
You can't say the Rays anymore, so it doesn't matter.
But God forbid I pick the Rays.
Yeah, for the past three seasons.
God forbid I pick them.
But yeah, God forbid I say Jesus the Yankees Christ. Next season.
I never said that.
Must be nice. Best team in baseball.
We were.
Were.
You guys are haters.
Not saying we're not. Me and Jonathan are freaking being quiet over here.
You guys are race haters.
Nah, I'm good.
We're being quiet.
We're not race haters.
It's Doug. Yeah. I picked the race to go to the World Series.
Yeah, you did.
I thought they were going to go.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Dougie's Political Hour should be returning within the next few days. We're going to probably have a few episodes coming out, maybe one or two. So we're looking forward to that. Next week at the party, we may have Carolyn and my mom's friend Tony on to discuss their Italian culture. So that's going to be a new episode coming out. So we look forward to more stuff in season 7. We'll see you guys later in a few minutes.
Third string is in preseason. I mean, come on, you got to
need Stamkos. I think
Still, people question that.
That's no shit, Andrew. But that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like.
No, Jimmy's the idiot. Yeah,
Jimmy's getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no.
So that's all that matters.
That's how.
Wait, that's.
Mickey's Dodgers. Thanks, Hector.
We got Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on, because that's not what Rogers said. Rogers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So
look at that water behind me, James.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
He assists a game. No matter how many games. 36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight?
Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
All right, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by Attack Dougie, because that's where we're heading to now.
You think it's Attack Dougie, but it's not. Watch.
No,
watch.
Let's hear it. Yeah, say what you guys say. Got me all flustered right now.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Here we go.
He's bracing himself.
Building a new stadium. St. Peter's, right?
Yeah.
Should it be an open roof or a retractable roof?
Retractable.
Instead of a dome.
Retractable.
I would say maybe a dome because it just gets so hot there.
And that's the thing is, a lot of people feel like it should be an open stadium. It's Florida. Yeah, they get a lot of rain every once in a while, but it's also Florida. They get nice weather, especially at night.
Yeah. It should definitely be retractable, in my opinion, because then it gives you the option whether you want to.
Yeah, Miami has it.
I think they should get a retractable.
Texas has it. Houston has it. Toronto has it.
Yeah, it just gives you the option.
Look, it's rather.
You want to keep it open or not?
It gets cold there around this time, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the argument that a lot of the college teams play outdoors.
Yeah.
And why doesn't Tampa play outdoors? Like, I feel like it gives it a better atmosphere.
It's baseball.
Yeah, it's a better
football
atmosphere.
You can play outside.
Baseball too.
Teams play in the rain all the time. Yankees play in the rain. Mets play in the rain.
Downpour?
That's what I'm saying, retractable roof.
And in the fall, you know, it's baseball. Postseason baseball in the fall. So
I feel like it's a better atmosphere if you open the retractable roof.
Oh, yeah, especially when we play in like late October, November.
It gets nice, yeah.
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 Like you play in August, it's just too
humid.
It's too much.
But down in Tampa around this time,
it's nice. Gorgeous.
I don't really like domes.
This motherfucker. because.
Yeah. I told you it was a bashing. It was actually giving you like props.
This time in Tampa, it's very nice.
It is.
That's why the Rays took the early vacation.
Yankees are there too now.
I told you I wasn't going to argue about the Tampa Rays. It was about the Rays, but it's not about the Rays the way you think it is. But there's a lot of people that are saying that they shouldn't build another dome.
We're rent-free in your head, so what can I say?
Says the guy who says sends all the Yankee stuff. The Yankee fan stuff.
Yeah, I'm at work. You're hearing this in my headphones. Dougie Serrano said something about the Yankees. I'm like, God damn it. Can I enjoy my podcast?
I feel like you just go on Instagram looking for Yankee things.
No, I don't. It comes up on my reel.
Because they live rent-free in your head, bro.
And in your algorithms.
That means you search up a lot of Yankee stuff.
No, he's right.
if a lot of Yankee stuff pops up on your IG, you look at a lot of Yankee stuff.
Well, you sent it to us.
I have not sent any Yankee stuff.
you have 2 days ago.
About what?
Man, he's about to pull it up. He's about to pull up the receipts.
He's about to pull up the receipts on you.
Yeah.
Oh, I got more seats filled than the Tampa Bay Rays.
This guy over here.
Yeah, we're about to get murdered or something.
This gross, bro. Come on. I want to hear it. I don't remember sending any Yankee stuff 2 days ago. I'm in football mode.
Yeah.
No, you did. I'll show you.
Until
might have been some Tampa Bay Rays stuff.
Until basketball hits.
Which was about them not filling up their stadium.
Well, you sent me something about RFK.
About what?
RFK.
Robert F. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent you that.
He was a Yankee fan?
That was for his political hour.
Yeah.
So he could have some content.
All right, you sent me something with the Yankees.
Let's be nice. Can't find it.
No, I'm getting to it.
Meanwhile, he's scrubbing through, and it's been like 5 days already.
People,
five
take
days
a,
back.
Make sure you look at that time. See how much time's getting off there.
Yeah, for real.
Must be nice.
Yo.
Maybe it was a text message.
Definitely wasn't.
Nah, Dougie.
Dougie, I think you...
Haven't mentioned the Yankees since before postseason.
No, but you mentioned us a lot. The guy who said the Rays were the best team in baseball only to get swept in the wild card.
What did you send?
Nothing.
Must be nice. What a lie.
Right there. It was about the guy who lets going 2-0 in fantasy get to his head. And then you comment about the Rays.
I went 0-2. Now I'm 3-2, baby. Comeback season. Speaking of fantasy, Doug, you need to...
Yeah, man, you got to...
Listen, because you're gonna have a freaking a big tab on your card on that night, wherever us three chooses.
Why? I could come back.
Bro, you're 1-4, 6% chance.
Damn.
He's still scrubbing.
And listen, me and Dave have decent teams. Jonathan's got a good team as well, but...
You notice when we're outside, we're like laid back?
Pulling a cigar, yeah. When we're in there, yeah, I could eat.
It's good.
You notice that?
Yeah, feels because it's a fresh air and everything. We don't get this a lot. Well, we do, but not as nice as this.
You got the deer stalking in the background?
Yeah.
Notice, people, he still hasn't found anything that I sent about the Yankees.
Notice that when we go inside, though, in a few weeks, once it gets cold, we'll be in the new studio.
Me and Dave are going to go back at it. We haven't gone at it at all, Dave, yet.
Yeah, because we're outside. It's like...
Yeah.
Because it's been all rays out here.
It's the sunshine.
It's the only rays we see right now. Sun rays.
It's me, nice.
Damn, son. Damn, choking Doug. On his own fumes.
Hey, Doug, so you're going to the home opener for the Devils, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait. Leaving in like an hour or so.
Yeah.
Devils Red Wings?
Yeah, dude, that's gonna be a good game.
Good game.
Yeah, it is gonna be a good game.
What do you think end score is gonna be?
Who's gonna be what?
The end score.
4-2, Devils.
5-1.
Damn.
Really?
I'll go 4-2.
I was gonna say 3-2 Devils.
5-1 Devils.
I'll say 4-2 Devils.
I'm gonna start tuning in to more games.
Watch season. One tonight, maybe.
Yeah.
Before the football game.
Yeah, you should go.
I'll be at the gym.
Football game's what, 8:20?
Yeah, hockey 7:30.
Yeah.
And the Pokemon would drop down to like probably 7:40. Because they're going to do the national anthem and then.
Well, they better not drop game one of the season at home. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what?
It doesn't mean anything because it's game one, but it's game one at home. So you want that win.
Yeah.
You want that comfort of, yeah, we could do this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, especially because they're.
Why is Dave laughing like he's going to say something?
Because they're young. they're like how, right now, I feel like they're like, The biggest Golden Knights. They have a young team and also veterans around there, too.
Too early prediction. Who wins the Stanley Cup this year?
You know his bias answer is going to be.
Doug likes to give his bias answer, but he also likes to give his opinion.
Who's going to be the surprise team to make this playoffs?
And Buffalo Sabres.
I'm going to say Chicago Blackhawks. Did the rookie kind of help some leads into the playoffs?
Mm.
Because he played pretty good.
All right, let's do Stanley Cup predictions. All right, New Jersey Devils is going to be my answer. Realistic answer?
Jersey Devils.
Seattle Kraken.
Ooh, that's not a bad. I mean, if you want.
I don't watch hockey as much. So.
Yeah, I'll be tuning in the season, though, and I'll be able to give you a.
Yeah. Jimmy's probably better off given this.
The safe bet probably the Golden Knights going back. And my I just told you my sneaky one would be Blackhawks getting in. Yeah, they sneak in a little bit.
All right. We'll see how the season goes.
Yeah, because especially, I mean, how did you feel at your first?
Yeah, let's hear that. I was going to bring that up. How was your first hockey game?
Like, how did you feel?
What was the experience like getting into Newark?
Well, I mean, I've been to Prudential Center.
I mean,
with a 10-minute walk.
Never with a 10-minute walk.
With Dougie over here driving 10 minutes away from the stadium.
Sometimes, if we all have off the next day, we should take like the train over.
Well, Jonathan would drive.
I mean, it's a pre.
Take a train. I'm
not. No, not get a train. No
preseason game. It was like your average game to me. It wasn't like anything crazy because it's preseason.
Yeah.
Stadium wasn't packed like the. So, or arena wasn't packed.
It's preseason, so.
No, I was thought he's going to bring up the Rays.
Oh.
The arena wasn't packed, so. I feel like it's a different atmosphere when once you get into regular
like
season.
Like, tonight's going to be.
Yeah, like, tonight's going to be jam-packed. Crazy.
Especially with home opener. Yeah.
Any home opener, it's going to be jam-packed with all the season ticket holders. And you going to play the 50-50 tonight?
No.
Why?
I'm going to lose.
I won twice.
I never do the 50-50.
I was going to do it that when we
I
went.
Won two
I don't
grand.
Do the 50-50. I don't do the lottery. I don't believe in that.
Well, no?
I never know. No. I mean.
You buy scratch-offs?
No.
So you're not a betting man?
I'd rather sports bet.
Oh, you'd rather sports bet?
Kind of same thing. No, it's luck of
which,
no,
you,
it's
which you should have tailed my sports bet last week.
Yo, you really should have. With Logan Thomas and the Commanders?
Yeah, he kind of.
That hit,
he
man.
Got that hit. Like, yeah, Dave called him.
This week, Patrick Mahomes over 300 passing yards for today.
Do we think they cover over 10.5?
Well, I have a few.
Yeah.
I have a few parlays.
Also, think freaking Bees is coming out.
No, whatever it was.
Also think Pacheco goes over his carries.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Chiefs is gonna have a field day overall.
Pacheco's been getting the ball a lot more. Kelsey is playing with a messed up ankle still.
I think they're going to limit him.
He's playing tonight. He's going to be taped up a little bit more.
I think they're going to limit him a little bit, I think. They should, just to be on the safe side. And
I think it's going
to
be a blowout. He's going to pick his unders because I think they're going to blow him out. If I was to pick his yards, I'd probably pick the under.
I don't know. My boy's got...
All right, so this is a parlay I have. Well, so I have two bets right now. Well, I have my World Series exacta. Texas Rangers over the Arizona Diamondbacks. I have Arizona Diamondbacks to win the World Series. I have Philadelphia Phillies to win the World Series. And this is my sixth leg parlay. World Series winner, Arizona Diamondbacks. Miami Dolphins pro football winner, conference winner. Conference winner, Seattle Kraken. Conference winner, Toronto Maple Leafs. NBA championship, Boston Celtics. Purdue Boilermakers. NCAA championship winner. And that pays out 8-2-2-7-2-9-60.
You have Purdue winning the NCAA championship?
Yeah, it's a parlay. Six leg parlay.
Over Georgia?
So if the Diamondbacks lose, goodbye, parlay.
Well, yeah, if they lose.
I don't know. It's gonna be tough.
That's tough.
That's a crazy
parlay. You should have like.
Yeah, but you see how much it pays out?
Yeah, but still it's kinda. That's why. How much you put in? $10?
That was a $2 pro. $2.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Remember talking about 5 years ago about when the Golden Knights first came in. Remember how much the odds were for them getting the Stanley Cup Finals and how much it paid out?
No, I don't remember when they first got into the league.
No, but we had that talk. I remember me and you had that talk on the. This is before the break room was on the other side. And we're like on the.
Yeah, it's a while back.
I know. And like, we're talking.
And with my memory?
Yeah.
That far back?
Well, if it came to sport, I know your memory is pretty good on that. But no, like, we're talking about like, the payout was crazy. It was like, I think the guy won like freaking like five. Like
yeah,
half
you could have went for that.
Half a mil, I think he won.
Well, Mattress Max got some money down on Houston, so.
Yeah.
I think he said he's got over about $8 million.
Yeah, but he's also payout. Lost money.
Yeah, he's lost a lot.
He's always better. He's always better.
So this has been this wasn't your ordinary show. We stuck to the script, did the same thing that we normally do, but it was calm.
Us be nice. We're doing a show down here.
Oh shit! Is that? Oh, never mind.
It was calm. It was laid back. It was relaxing. But once we get into the new studio that was approved by a corporate, we'll be in there. It's nice, nicely renovated.
We might lose the Rays, Sun Rays. That is,
we're losing it right now.
So, before we go and we do our prediction, whatever we want, Dave, I want you to talk to me about what it means to you being named supervisor.
Oh God.
I feel good. I mean,
and what experience you could bring a supervisor?
As supervisor, you know, I got to keep these guys in check, especially Mr. Trusted Dress over here. I gotta send an email out to corporate. Maybe we can get the Dougie and Dave show back.
Bro, so that's crazy. All I want to say is we're treated like pure shit.
Yeah,
out
maybe
here.
me, Jay, and Jay should have our own freaking little.
That's how it started. That's Dougie and Dave.
Hey.
I think John Boy, I think we need to have our own show.
I think so.
You know, and maybe be better than freaking their show.
Let's see, man. It's gonna be a good season, though.
What do we talk about, though? That's the real question.
Them and how they treat us.
They're gonna go on strike.
Yo,
yeah, so we should.
We don't get any promotion.
It's Dougie and the boys now.
Yeah, Dougie and the boys.
But his supervisor, what are we? Just bottom feeders?
No.
I became a bottom feeder as well. I'm just one of the boys.
Dougie and the boys.
Some HR bullshit over here. HR bullshit.
It happens, man. When you, to be the best, you got to beat the best, all right?
I don't know. I just beat you 5-0 in Rochambeau, mofo. I don't think right. You're the best.
That's all right. I'm still your supervisor at the end of the day.
Yeah, at least you're not signing my paychecks.
Us be nice.
We don't pay you.
You got paid in cigar.
Fair enough.
Then you get coffees for us once in a while.
Yeah, where's my coffee?
Dude, you are the bottom feeder.
Yeah, you are the bottom feeder.
No, fuck you. You owe me coffee still, mofo.
You go get a beer.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'll take that.
Remember, I'm paying for the tab.
Yeah.
Well, step up. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, we have a fantasy thing going into on the
NFL fantasy.
And Doggy is 1-4. So the bet is whoever comes in last place.
Oh, he's playing you again this week.
No.
Right?
He's playing me. He's predicted 114. I'm predicted 143.
All right, boys, you got any predictions?
Kansas City Chiefs by 40.
Jonathan, what do you got?
Jets win this weekend.
Ooh, against Philly?
Jimmy, what do you got?
Do I want to take yours? I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Well,
the Devils win tonight?
That's not my prediction.
Okay. Devils win 4-2.
All right, and mine is this.
Philly's going to go all the way.
Evan Longoria will retire as a Tampa Bay Ray next year. He'll sign with us in free agency. And he'll go out on top as a World Series champion.
Oh, he's already calling Tampa.
Already calling a Tampa Bay Rays World Series champion for next year.
That's my prediction. If they get, that's what's gonna happen.
Typical Tampa Bay fan.
Can I speak?
Thinking they're entitled to a World Series.
Can I?
Damn!
Speak? My point.
They're due, bro. They're due. Made it to the World Series 1 year. They lost the next year.
Damn.
They lost the following year. Couldn't even make it. Got swept in a wild card this year.
Damn, he's went back.
Can I make
to
my
that?
Point? That's if he don't win with Arizona. If he wins at Arizona, he'll probably retire at 38.
Yeah, he's getting up there in age.
Mm-hmm. We'll see him with freaking what's his name that went back? Verlander. He's still playing for Houston. He's
hoping for a championship this year, and then he's gonna retire.
Yeah.
I think he retires after this year.
He has to.
All right, so Dave and Jonathan, before we let you guys go, just tell me what you like about unsolicited unsolicited role model so far and what it's been like?
That's a good question.
It's been fun. It's been getting better. I say that. Like,
definitely the content's been content, it's been showing.
Yeah. Editing's getting better.
I'll say this. I've been enjoying. I watched your guys' day. And I also watched the one you had with your guests on there the other day. That was pretty good. But back to, I've been enjoying it actually too.
Oh, on Monday?
Yeah. I was enjoying it.
We put a spark on the Dougie right there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Who's your next guest coming up? Like, Dave, can you give us a hint or?
Well, the next episode should be might be dropping this weekend.
Oh, so you already have it already
pre-recorded? Yeah, pre-record every time.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, they've been delayed on editing and shit.
Yeah. One more episode I have to drop, and then we have
a guest coming on.
We were supposed to have an interview this week, but they rescheduled once
again.
So,
since you had my boss on, you want to have me on?
No, Dougie.
Dougie was worried for his boss. He kept asking.
He texted him saying,
"Was the video thrown in the trash?"
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I thought I lost the SD card.
Oh my god!
I was going crazy looking for the SD card.
That was pretty bad.
To the studio, looking around, didn't see it. I checked my book bag the first time, didn't see it because I took the motorcycle. I took the motorcycle the night we did the other interview, and I had swapped out SD cards,
right.
So I didn't know where I put it. So I'm going crazy now. I was looking around my house just to go back into the book bag again, and I found it.
Here's
the real question.
Must be nice.
Bring it, put me on. I'm kidding.
Trust the dress.
What do you have to offer?
Nothing. I'm just saying this to be a dick.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Maybe they'll be at the party on Saturday. We'll see.
Saturdays, right?
Next Saturday.
Yeah. 21st.
21st, I got things to do.
Yeah, he's got something to do. I don't know about John.
Yeah,
Boy,
he mentioned that.
Yeah, he said he won't make it.
21st? I don't know. I got to check the calendar.
Yeah, 21st.
You'll be working that day, my boy.
What, Saturday?
You'll be working.
In the morning?
After
4.
It's after 4 or 4 o'clock, if anything.
No, I should be able to make it if it's after.
Yeah.
If it's after.
Gotta find a costume, I guess.
You guys going to be dressed up?
No. If you want to, go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm coming as is then.
He's going to come as Rust.
Yeah, trusted. I'm just have my sweatshirt on and everything.
All right, boys. We'll see you guys next time. The Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
And today we've had
J Ram.
Big Dave.
Trust the Drust.
And as always.
Or you always trust a Drust.
Always trust the Drust.
Yeah.
And as always, each episode is brought to you by our good friends, Nicole and Dave. Go Sports.
Wait. No sing-along this time?
Oh, that's right. All right, what do you guys want to sing?
You should have this fucking... Wait, go back to fucking Spanish.
We'll figure it out.
Have one next time. Ready.
You are...
my fire.
The one...
desire.
Believe.
What comes after?
When I say
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Man, I'm making mistakes now.
Right.
Oh, that song.
We'll see you guys next time.
We're the future white.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.